The Justice Department says Tuesday's terror attacks were well-financed with cash and credit cards. With each day, investigators learn more about the people responsible for the attacks. Authorities in several parts of the country are identifying likely suspects, NPR's Martin Kosty reports.
Bit by bit, U.S. law enforcement authorities are reconstructing what happened on those four commercial airliners that caused so much devastation on Tuesday morning. Attorney General John Ashcroft described the situation this way.
The four planes were hijacked by between three and six individuals per plane, using knives and box cutters, and in some cases making bomb threats. Our government has credible evidence that the White House and Air Force One were targets.
Much of what investigators know comes from United Airlines Flight 93 from Newark, which was hijacked en route to San Francisco and ultimately crashed in rural Pennsylvania. Two of the passengers were able to contact their wives by cell phone, and they described the situation on board. Their family members also say the passengers had resolved to retake the plane. There's speculation that their actions may have led to the aircraft's dive into an unpopulated area instead of another crash into a landmark building. According to the Los Angeles Times, federal investigators have identified about 50 people who may be responsible for the hijackings, including supporters not on the planes. The report says authorities have accounted for 40 of them, a number that includes those who died on board the aircraft. The Justice Department believes several of these people received pilot training in the United States, and that some of them held Middle Eastern passports. In Germany, police say they've detained an airport worker who they believe may be connected to the hijackings. German police are also looking for information about two men holding passports from the United Arab Emirates and who lived in Hamburg until earlier this year. Clint Van Zandt, a security consultant and former FBI expert on terrorism, says investigators can assemble a suspect list very quickly.
They're looking for names of people they know that may have some connection with this. Then they're linking their names back to rental cars and then to residences, to bank accounts, to cell phones. And this kind of spider web type investigation will grow and grow and grow until we identify these somewhere between 25 and maybe upwards of 100 members of these terroristic type cells.
Investigators still haven't identified the mastermind behind the attacks or the group or government that may have supported them. By all accounts, Saudi militant Osama bin Laden is still the prime suspect. But today, one of his aides told a Pakistani journalist that bin Laden has no ties to the attacks, although bin Laden does call them, in the aide's words, punishment from Almighty Allah. While the FBI searches for more leads, the grim work continues at the sites of Tuesday's attacks. In Arlington, Virginia, rescue workers have shored up the Pentagon's damaged face, which has been described as a massive lean-to. Fire rescue Captain Scott Graham says his crews still hope to find survivors.
We have listening devices. We also have specialized fiber optic devices for searching in void spaces. And then certainly our rescue specialists who will be using hydraulic tools, gas-powered tools, to gain access through the concrete, through the metal, into the void spaces to search for them.
Yesterday, rescuers in New York pulled another five survivors from the wreckage, but workers are mainly finding the bodies of the dead. So far, about 80 bodies have been recovered, but that number is expected to eventually rise into the thousands. Martin Kosty, NPR News, Washington.